Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Both of our parents are divorced. Let me be clear, both sets of our parents are divorced. We don't actually have the same parents. That'd be a little weird since we're actually married and not brother and sister, which is actually really important context for the rest of our talk. I even have a set of divorced grandparents. Now, who do you know over 40 who has divorced grandparents? And with those relationship role models, you will not be surprised to learn that we've also had our own struggles in relationships. I myself have been divorced.
I was cheated on and stayed single for 10 years.
Completely threw in the towel. I was done. So the question we have for you is, how excited are you to have two people with those track records talking to you about how to build a thriving marriage that is the rocket fuel for your business and the big life that you are creating?
Hopefully you're as excited as we are today.
Because even though that is where we came from, that is not where we are now. And the really cool part is if we can do it, and that's where we started, the truth is that anyone can do it. And we're going to tell you what we did and how we did it. We're Meredith and Craig, and today we are relationship coaches. And we weren't always, obviously, with those track records, but this is our passion. And today we help entrepreneurs like you build the relationship with yourself and your spouse that becomes the rocket fuel for you to build the big life and big business that you envision. And it was nowhere near a straight line to get here. And as an entrepreneur, I know you can appreciate that.
See, we started out in corporate. In addition to not having great relationship role models, we also grew up learning that life was meant to be lived a certain way. You go to school, you get good grades, you get a good job, you climb the corporate ladder, you get all the benefits and promotions and raises and perks that you can, and then eventually you retire and then die. Now, most people don't say that last part out loud, and we followed that plan, and we were really good at that plan. But it felt like that last part, that dying part, started to happen a little closer to the middle than the end. We were unhappy and unfulfilled in that life, and we both felt like we had something more to offer the world, but this traditional life road was all we'd ever known. And then we were offered what in the moment felt like a gut punch, but looking back was the greatest gift we could have ever been given. It was a flashing exit sign off that default life highway we were on. Our company was closing the office we worked in.
We worked for the same company. It's actually how we met. Story for another time though, because we are told we have a hard 24 minutes. No more.
When the company decided to close our office, we had a choice. We could relocate to a new office across the country, further from the people we love, and sign up for more of that same unfulfillment every day, or we could leave, jump out of the airplane, and figure out how to build a parachute on the way down.
I don't know about you, but I have no idea how to build a parachute. 0%.
So we were feeling an enormous pressure to replace those steady incomes that we had left behind, and we didn't want to end up living in a cardboard box.
True story.
So we went to Google, as you do, and we found out that 90% of millionaires made their money in real estate. I mean, 90% of millionaires can't be wrong, right? So we were going to be entrepreneurs building a real estate empire. It was a really exciting time for us. We were building our dream and creating freedom for ourselves, and we were feeling really good about where we were and the exciting life and business that we were creating together.
Until we were not. We hated that real estate business that we were creating. It felt like corporate all over again, with the added benefit of absolutely $0 coming in. And that unhappiness that we were feeling with the business, coupled with the stress of having left behind big corporate salaries for what in that moment felt like magic beans, was beginning to take its toll. And it began to impact our relationship. We were sniping at each other. We were short with each other. We had very little patience. Total not us type of stuff, because despite our relationship role models and our past relationship lack of success, when we got together, we were committed to doing things differently, and we were very intentional about creating the relationship we did not see growing up or that we had ever had ourselves. And up to this point, we had been doing a fantastic job, if I do say so myself. We were communicating well. We made ourselves emotionally available for each other. We led with curiosity and empathy over judgment. We made quality time and having fun non-negotiables. But now, with the stress of those decisions that we had just made, we were sensing cracks forming in that foundation. And so we threw the challenge flag. And my sports fans know what I'm talking about. In the NFL, American football, the coach can throw a challenge flag to ask the ref to take a timeout and review the call on the field to just make sure it was the right call. And that's something that we've implemented in our marriage. So we threw the challenge flag so that we could pause and reevaluate the decision that we had just made to start this business that we were learning now that we hated. And we learned a couple things. The first thing we learned was we didn't actually know what we wanted. We knew what we didn't want, but that's not enough to map where you want to go. You also need to know what you want. And we hadn't done the work to understand what we wanted or who we wanted to be or what our gift was that we wanted to offer the world. See, we were chasing money. And as you know, when you chase something, it runs away. So we were completely out of alignment. And the clearest way we knew that was the impact it was having on our marriage. And that was just a non-starter for us. It's always us over everything else. So in that moment, we decided to stop chasing money and go on a journey for answers. And we deep dove on personal growth. We read all the books. We listened to the podcast. We took the online trainings. We went to the in-person events. And it was actually at an in-person event where the host came up to us and said, "Hey, I've been watching you guys, and it looks like you're helping a lot of people. Have you ever considered coaching?" And we hadn't. We didn't even know that that was a thing, to be honest. And then he asked if we would be interested in speaking about relationships on stage at his next event.
That was a big moment for us. See, yeah. We had always known that our relationship was our superpower for us.
Yep.
It had never occurred to us that it was our superpower, our gift to help the world. So something clicked in that moment. And as scary and uncomfortable as saying yes to that opportunity was, we leaned into it because that's what all those personal growth books we've been reading said to do. Lean into the discomfort. That's where the growth happens. So we leaned into the discomfort. And like we said before, we had been super intentional about doing relationships differently when we got together. But we had never really codified what we do or followed a formal process of any kind. We were just learning from past mistakes and doing things differently. But if we were going to help other people, we were going to need to better understand what we actually do and why it works. So giving that talk forced us to dig into what we've done, what we do to build an indestructible foundation, a foundation that has gotten stronger from jumping out of airplanes without parachutes, building and failing with several businesses, bad business deals that cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars, and launching a successful coaching business that has now helped hundreds of people. And through all of that, our relationship has not only survived, it has thrived. We are closer, we're more bonded, have a deeper emotional and physical intimacy than we've ever had before. And it is the engine that has propelled us to build this successful business and get in the best shape of our lives and be our healthiest yet in our 40s.
And we do not say this to brag. I promise we say this to inspire because like we said earlier, if we can do it, literally anyone can do it. We are not special. So what did we do? What do we still do? Honestly, we do a lot of things, more than can be covered in one talk or a few book chapters. But what we thought would be most helpful for you in the time that we have together today is to talk about the one place we see most couples struggle, especially couples where at least one of you are trying to build a business. See, the ones who are struggling the most in their business and in their relationship are trying to play a team game on single player mode. And that's the quickest way to disagreement, disconnection, and resentment. Because think about it. When you're playing on single player mode, you're not sharing your thoughts, feelings, fears, desires with your partner. You're not checking in to see how they're doing. You're more concerned with how you're doing and how to grow your business. You're living your life on an island, and at best, you're telling your spouse about your experiences after the fact, and at worst, keeping it all bottled up until it eventually boils over in frustration. But that's not why you join forces and do life with another human. You join forces because as a human, you're a social creature. You join forces to experience this world with them, to actually do life with your best friend, your partner, your teammate. If you think about it, life starts out as a solo journey. It's about you as an individual, as you begin to get your feet under you and discover who you are and what you want in life. But at some point, you decide to join forces and take that journey through life with another soul. You take the me to a we. And marriage is the ultimate team sport. And the longer you continue to play it on single player mode, the harder it is to win that game. The quicker we can go from me to we, the smoother that journey is, and the more successful you'll be. Plus, your marriage is the foundation for everything else you build in your life, especially your business. If that foundation has cracks or it's feeling shaky, then your business won't thrive, and neither will your relationship. Your relationship will crumble under the weight of the stress that comes with entrepreneurship. So the quicker we make your team unstoppable, the more stable that foundation will be for your business and for that big, beautiful life that you're creating. So how do we take it from a me to a we, or how do we create an unstoppable team? Well, great question. We're going to share with you the 5 rules to be an unstoppable team.
So a client of ours is a stay-at-home mom with 3 kids, and she makes sure everything is taken care of on the home side so her husband can go out and create business so that they can live their dream of total freedom while owning a farm-to-table homestead. They want to have land where they can grow everything they will eat. That's their dream. And the thing is, as he is going out and having meetings and talking to clients and making connections and generating revenue for the family and their dream, she was stuck at home in a comparative reality. She thought that his contributions were more important. His contributions were getting them closer to their dream, and that she wasn't doing enough. She didn't see her contributions as getting the team closer to their goals. And this was causing resentment and arguments and hurt feelings and disagreements in their marriage. And so we helped her reframe it so she could see it differently, because without her taking care of the house and the kids and the chickens, he wouldn't be able to go out and do what he does, because they're a team. And together, they're moving closer to their shared goals. It was only when she started looking at everything through the team frame that she began to realize everyone's contributions matter. Even if those contributions look different, everyone plays a role. Just like in business, every role matters. Whether you're the CEO or you organize things behind the scenes, your contribution matters. Think of it like a football team again. The quarterback, most of the time, gets most of the glory. But none of that happens without the big guys up front putting their bodies on the line and blocking for him. Respect each other's contributions, even if they're different. Because you cannot win without everyone doing their jobs. You cannot build the big life you envision for yourselves without both teammates leaning into their roles and executing at a high level. Rule number 1 is unstoppable teams know everyone's contribution matters.
When we left our corporate jobs, we vastly underestimated the amount of personal growth we would have to do to be successful. In corporate, you can be successful and move up the ladder without ever really having to deep dive on your own growth. In entrepreneurship, the success of your business is limited by your own personal growth. If you're not growing, your business won't either. So entrepreneurs are usually pretty invested in their own growth, and it's probably why we're all here on a Saturday, right? And in your marriage, if one of you grows and the other chooses to remain the same, you're literally growing apart. Unstoppable teams are made of individuals who want to become the best for themselves and for their team. So they do the work to grow into the best teammate they can be. When we started on our journey of personal growth, we ended up at an event. And to be fair, we thought it was going to be your typical run-of-the-mill real estate conference. And we thought that because that's what they told us it was. But when we got there, we heard that they were saying it ironically. And in fact, it was not going to be your typical run-of-the-mill real estate conference. And they were right. One of the sessions, the speaker calls a lady on stage, and he asks her if she's ready to move past her limiting belief, to which she responds with a confident heck yes. So then he calls his assistant to the stage with an arrow, like yes, an arrow, like a bow and arrow. Now, this arrow does not look like it's going to take down a moose or anything, but it does still have a business metal tip on it. And the speaker has the lady write her limiting belief on the shaft of the arrow. And then he explains to everyone that she's about to place that arrow with that pointy business end right there in the soft, fleshy part of her neck where the collarbones meet. And the other end of that arrow will be placed against the speaker's hand. And then she's going to yell out the limiting belief that she's leaving behind and the new empowering belief that she's replacing it with. And then she is to take a big, confident step forward. And he advises her, do not hesitate. Because if she does it correctly, she'll shatter the arrow. And if she doesn't, if she takes half measures or she hesitates, it's going to hurt and leave a bright red circle on her neck. Hopefully, nothing worse. And so she follows his instructions and she takes that big, bold, confident step forward and she shatters that arrow. And the crowd goes absolutely wild for her. It was an incredibly powerful moment. And as the speaker's wrapping up with her, we figure, okay, now it must be time for a break. That's an emotional ride. We need some air, bathroom, maybe a snack. Something. But it turns out that's not the case. The fun for us is just beginning because the speaker turns towards the audience and tells us we are now going to do the exact exercise that we just watched happen on stage. And honestly, neither of us is thrilled with this news. But we're here and we're committed to growing, so we're going to do it. And did it, we did. We snapped those arrows like they were toothpicks. And it was an incredibly powerful moment. And I will tell you that had I done that exercise by myself, it still would have been pretty powerful. But that we got to do it together made it exponentially more so because that we were able to get so vulnerable with each other and learn about each other's limiting beliefs and support each other through that experience was an absolute game changer for us. We learned so much about each other that day, and our relationship fundamentally changed. We grew a deeper bond. And that's the power of growing together. Growth isn't just for your business. If one of you is growing personally and professionally while the other stays stagnant, you're going to drift apart. So read the same books, go to events together, have intentional conversations about where you're headed as a team, because growth is a team effort. Rule number two is unstoppable teams grow together.
Working with clients who were not getting along. It happened. They were pretty disconnected, and it was at the point where the smallest thing would set them down the path to another argument, and that argument would last days or weeks. And so, after digging deeper, we realized she was completely drained. Her battery was toast. She was carrying so much of that mental load at home that she had nothing left in her tank. And when your tank is empty, everything is harder. Your resilience is lower, you get annoyed more quickly, and you certainly get a lot more emotional. And when you operate and make decisions in this high emotional state, more often than not, they're not your best decisions. High emotion equals low intelligence in those moments. And so she needed to recharge her battery, but she felt like she didn't have time for that with all the stuff she had at home with the kids and the work and the business and life in general. But what we got her to realize was it's an absolute necessity. The more she showed up for herself and put her own oxygen mask on first, the more she would have for her family and her business. So taking care of herself became non-negotiable. And we helped them get to a place where she has an hour to herself every morning to start her day that she uses to recharge her own battery. Her husband steps in, gets the kids up and fed and off to school. Her husband is stepping in and taking on some of that load so she can better show up the rest of the day. For herself, for her family, and for their business. Because it's not about who wins or who's right. Because when it comes down to it, you can either be right or you can be happy. It's your choice. It's about what's best for your team. Sometimes that means swallowing your pride and taking a step back to really listen. Maybe it's about getting up with the kids so your spouse can get some valuable alone time. You wouldn't ghost your customers or skip any important meetings at work. So don't do it in your marriage. Show up every day for the little things and the big things because it's consistency that builds trust. Your connection does not die from conflict, it dies from neglect. You have to show up and be intentional and put in the work every day. If you see your teammates struggling, check in on them from a place of love. Pick up the slack. Rule number three is unstoppable teams show up for themselves, for each other, and for the team every day.
We were at a game night with some friends not that long ago, and there were no designated teams. It was an every person for themselves type of game. And we're both incredibly competitive people. And as we're playing the game, it was coming down to the end. And Mare was getting close to winning. And when the other players saw this, they started to work together to not let her win, because that meant game over and the rest of us would lose. So they tried to recruit me to join their pitchfork gang. And I decided to do the exact opposite. I made moves that would actually benefit Mare, and I caught a lot of heat for it. They tried repeatedly to get Mare and me to go after each other in this game, and we would not budge. And they couldn't believe that I was willing to sacrifice my best interests and lose so that she could win. But what they didn't understand is that when my wife wins, I always win. And here's what we know and tried to get across to our game night friends is the way you show up in the small moments determines how you'll perform in the big ones. So don't wait for a crisis to start putting in the effort. Build those habits now. Unstoppable teams show up for each other in all moments. And when the big moments happen, the muscle memory is there. It's you versus the world in the big moments. So don't compete against each other and build the habit that it's you versus your spouse in the small moments. You fall to the level of your habits. It's always both of you as a team versus the world, together versus the problem. Rule number four is unstoppable teams practice how they play.
So we have married friends, to be super clear, not clients. They argue about money a lot, but it's not the fact that they don't have enough or how they spend it that causes the problems. It's that one of them always holds it over the head of the other that they make more money. And therefore, to offset that imbalance, the other one needs to do more around the house. This is called scorekeeping, and it is toxic in a relationship. It builds resentment and it erodes trust. Please do not do this. Now, our friends know what we do, but we also make it a habit of not coaching without permission. And we cannot and will not talk anyone into their own future. There are just too many people who want our help for us to waste valuable time trying to convince someone to step into their future. Our friends are competing against each other. They're trying to win at the expense of their spouse. When you play that game, the outcome you're hoping for is to win, which by definition means you're hoping that they lose. That puts you on opposite sides. And like we heard a minute ago, when your spouse wins, you win. Always be on the same team. Rule number five. Unstoppable teams don't beat themselves.
So to recap, the five rules to be an unstoppable team. Unstoppable teams, one, know everyone's contribution matters. Two, grow together. Three, show up for themselves, each other, and the team every day. Four, practice how they play. And five, don't beat themselves. Operating from this team frame is critical because here's the truth. Your marriage will either be the engine that drives your business forward or the brakes that keep it stuck. If you want to build something extraordinary, you have to prioritize your marriage. And the good news is if two people who started where we did can figure it out and help others do the same, you can absolutely do it too. We promise. So what's your next step? Maybe it's asking your partner tonight, how can we be better teammates for each other? Or maybe it's committing to one of the five rules to be an unstoppable team. If you follow the five rules to be an unstoppable team, guess what? You become an unstoppable team. You free up your energy. So instead of focusing every ounce on a struggling marriage, you can now direct it all towards your business, your goals and dreams, and your partner has their energy available to do the same. It's not a 1 + 1 = 2 equation. It's exponential. 1 + 1 actually equals 1,000 in your relationship. You now have an exponential energy source propelling you toward your big goals and the big life you envision for yourself. That's what's possible when your relationship foundation is solid. Everything you build on top can withstand the craziness that entrepreneurship is going to throw at you, because I promise it's coming. When your marriage thrives, your business thrives. And when you're building your life as an unstoppable team, there's nothing you can't achieve.
That's it for us. If any of this landed for you, we'd love to connect. You can follow us at Meredith and Craig on all the places.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.